We're about to start the halachas of Eruvei Tchumin and Simin Tav Ches. The first sif is quite long. We'll just be doing the Mechaber here, which is the first half of it. Now, the Mechaber begins with the halacha of what happens if you made an Erev Chatzeres. He never told us that you're allowed to do it. So the Ramah begins, Mutur La'arav Eruvei Tchumin. Mutur La'arav Eruvei Tchumin V'likno Shvisa Sofa Tchum. It is mutter to make an Erev Tchumin. What is an Erev Tchumin? Whereby, by placing two meals worth of food in a specific place that you're allowed to get to on Shabbos, that becomes your Makom Tchum. That becomes the place of your Shvisa, from which we will count the Tchumin. So, the Mechaber says, Mi sheyotza meir be'erev Shabbos. Someone leaves his city on Erev Shabbos. V'niach mazon beis sudis rochok meir besoch ha'tchum. So what does he do? He's allowed 2,000 amos from the end of the city. So somewhere towards the end of those 2,000 amos, he puts down his Erev Tchumin, which is mazon beis sudis, and he's kona shvisa there. So he's allowed another 2,000 amos from over there. Even though he went back to the city, we say that his real home is where he left the two sudas. And tomorrow he can go 2,000 amas from in every direction from the Erev Tchumin. You're not kona shvisa in where you put the Erev, and if it's within 2,000 amas of the city, you can walk the whole Erev. All you could do is walk 2,000 amas from where you placed your Erev Tchumin, which means that if you go back into your city, you can only go to the part of it that was in 2,000 amas. What happens if that city is completely enclosed in his tchum? If your alpayim amah don't end in the middle of the city, they go past the city, then we count the whole city as 4 amis, and you're allowed to continue counting up to 2,000 amis past the city. You're 100 amas away, l'ruach mizrach. Nimsa mahalach l'makom emakom eruvo alpayim amah l'mizrach. So he's allowed to go 2,000 amas l'mizrach. O mahalach b'makom eruvo alpayim amah l'mariv. He's allowed alpayim amah l'mariv of where he put his eruv, but not alpayim amah l'mariv of where he started off from. Shemin ha'eruv ad beiso ve'elef amah mibeiso b'tocha ir. He can only go in the city up until the end of 1,000. What happens if from his house to the end of the city there's less than 1,000? Afilo ama achas shenimtzes midaso kolso chutz la'ir techashiv hamedina kula kedalar amis. There we consider the whole place for amis. V'yahale chutzala. Tof kuf tzadik vav ama, he's allowed to go 2,000 amas minus 4 amas. Tashlum alpayim. Lefikach eminiach eruva berichuk alpayim ama mi beso shabi'ir. Hifsid is kol ha'ir. If he was merachik his heir from 2,000 amas from his house in the city, he was mafsid the whole city. V'nimtza mahalach mi beso ad eruva alpayim ama v'ena mahalach mi beso bi'ir l'ruach marif. Tafila ma'achas. Now, so what is the Mechaber Shita? And this is the Mechaber Shita. That from your Erev Tchumin, you can only walk 2,000 amis even into a city. That means, if it takes you to the middle of a city, the 2,000 amis ends there, that's as far as you're allowed to walk, even inside that city. We don't give you the whole city to walk in. Now, where did you put this Erev? And this is a very interesting thing. Let's say you live at one end of the city. You're allowed to walk outside the city 2,000 amas. So you did that. You walked out of the city almost 2,000 amas, and you put your Erev Tchumin there. So now what do we say? That you are allowed 2,000 amas from where you put the Erev. your 2,000 amas doesn't reach your house in the city, only the beginning of the city. The halach is you couldn't go to your house. If you couldn't go to your house, then we have a question. How was your Erev good? You put your Erev outside the tchum of where you were at the beginning of Shabbos. So it's a big machlokas achronim. The Mishnah Berura comes out that yes, you could be megel. So it's very interesting. The way it works is, let us say you live in a house, from your house till where you want to make your Erev tchumin. It's more than 2,000 amas. But since you were Kona Shvis in a city, you are allowed 2,000 amas from outside the city. So you're allowed to put your Erev there. Chazal were matir for you to walk from your house, which is more than 2,000 away from there, all the way to where you placed your Erev. But let's say now you want to come back the next day, you can only walk 2,000 amas. So if your house is at the other side, the other end of town, you couldn't get there. Lamaisa, some say the pshat in the Magen Avraham is that you have to make an Erev towards the end of the city. You couldn't make it far in the middle of it. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't go with that.